And welcome back to Vectis Radio. We're now going to look ahead to the big playoff game for Bournemouth next weekend. Two massive games coming up. First leg against Brentford at home at the Vitality on Monday night. You're looking forward to it, Paul. How do you think your chances are?
It's difficult to predict. I mean, if you go by the league games, then Brentford are favourites. I mean, they got the double over us.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you fare against them in the league?
Yeah, I mean, they got the double. I thought we were unlucky at their place. The home game, we just didn't play at all. We were poor. And they went down to 10 men and at 0-0 and ended up winning 1-0. Just an interesting stat on that. The last four visits from Brentford to Bournemouth, that they've won Brentford, in each game, they went down to 10 men.
Wow.
Which is quite amazing. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Playoff-wise, the league form goes out the window. It's just, you know, straightforward two-game knockout. On our day, we will destroy any team in that league. I honestly believe that on our day.
Yeah.
But it's got to be on our day. And I think first leg being at home Monday is good in as much as fans are allowed back, obviously. If we can get a bit of momentum and build up a nice couple of goal cushion going into the second leg, I think we'll take a hell of a lot of stopping.
Do you think it's vital to score on Monday night, do you feel?
I think so. Although this home and away is so different now, where we've not had fans or very few fans. You know, be it whether you're at home, hasn't got the advantage it used to have, and vice versa. Being away isn't such a great disadvantage, I don't think.
No, no. A few of the pros have said that.
Brentford are the favourites, quite right. You know, rightly. I mean, they came third out of the sixth teams. I think, I honestly believe we can beat them. And if we do, I don't believe that Swansea or Barnsley hold any great fear for us in a Wembley final.
Yeah, you're probably playing the toughest team in those playoff places, would you say?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's why they came third. You know, they got the double over. So, yeah, they're the toughest team. But if you've got aspirations of getting to the Premier League, you shouldn't be that worried about playing Brentford. And I don't mean that too disrespectfully to Brentford, but you know, if we honestly believe we're good enough to get in the Premier League, then Brentford or whoever, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
But we've got a fully fit squad, so we've got no excuses on that side. All our key players are fit that I know of, unless somebody gets an injury in training. So we've got no excuses whatsoever. I just find it a little bit ironic that everyone's talking about Tony, the striker for Brentford, who Bournemouth could have easily picked him up at the beginning of the season, as could a load of clubs.
Yeah.
Picked him up for, what, 10 million from Peterborough? And now they're talking about him as a 25, 30 million pound Premier League striker.
He's had a good season, hasn't he?
He's had a good season. Talking to two or three Brentford fans, they would say he's had a good season, but he's missed an awful lot of chances they created.
Yeah.
So he needs a good few chances to score the goals.
Yeah.
He's got 30 goals or whatever. I don't know how many of those were penalties and how many of those were tap-ins. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Steve Cook will have him in his pocket anyway again. So yeah. I'm not too worried.
The veteran defender. He's top drawer, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, Tony hasn't scored against us. I don't want to put the blighters on it, but he hasn't scored against us in two games. And Steve Cook, veteran, but he's only 29. He just looks about 39.
He looks about 39. It feels like he's been around for so long, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's been at Bournemouth for a long, long time. And the other worry with that is if we don't go up, he'll be one of the first players probably to leave.
Yeah. So, like you say, it's so important to get back up, isn't it? Try and get two big wins in the next sort of 5-6 days and you have a great chance.
I think so.
Thank you so much for coming on today. Would you come back during the summer and talk to us about all your Bournemouth memories?
Of course I would.
You've been watching the club for how many years? Did you just tell me before we?
I went from the age of four, so 59. I've been going. Yeah, 59.
59 years worth of stories. So we could fill an hour show talking about Bournemouth, couldn't we?
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you so much for coming on. You've been brilliant. Best wishes for Monday night. And the return leg, when's the return leg? Next Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, next Saturday. I'll be watching both, that's for sure. Thank
you. Cheers, Matt. All the best.